Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
I think the great commandment is the great commandment where we want to make sure we love God, and loved our neighbor, and also not to forget that we need to honor ourselves.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Merry Christmas. This is all week long, Christmas week. Praise God. I talked about this the other day, but I every time we do this, I think about my mom and how she loved Christmas. And there are people just all over the world that love Christmas like that, particularly here in the United States. And there is such an opportunity to minister to people. Man, they get all bent out of shape over dolls and a lot of other goofy stuff. And you're in Toys R Us and somebody's like this. Just walk over there and say, come on, baby, let me help you here. Let's pray together. God will settle you down a little bit. Oh, Brother Copeland, I would never do that. Well, have you ever done it? Well, no. Well, why don't you want to do it? Well, ain't nobody going to listen to me. How do you know? You've never done it. No, become a witness. You'd be shocked. I've never been turned down but one time. I was holding a meeting back there years ago in a casino in Las Vegas. We were having an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. The man that owned that casino had been led to the Lord and by Wayne Cochran, and so we were having a meeting there. And the Lord said, I want you to, I left the service and was walking through the hotel there, and here came a nicely dressed man and woman. And the Lord said, I want you to testify to those people. I said, sure. And I stopped them. I said, and they see, they didn't turn me down. Mm-hmm. I said, sir, I believe the Lord would have me speak a word to you. May I have permission to do that? He said, yeah, go ahead. So I told him what I had to say. He said, thank you. Just walked on. Like, who is this nut? And I thought, well, okay. There was a guy standing right over there, looked like the wall was holding him up. He said, I heard what you said.
This is hard.
Will you pray for me? I said, sure, I'll pray for you. We walked into the men's room. We got in there, and I began to pray for him. I laid my hands on him. I want you to know, I don't know, it wasn't but just a moment or two. He was stone cold sober. Man, he was standing there, glory to God. I'm praying for him. And I got done. He said, mister, I'm going to tell you something. He said, I heard what you said. He said, I'm a backslid Pentecostal preacher.
Oh, my.
But he said, my life is different from this day forward.
Praise God. Isn't that
I mean, that could happen in Toys R Us or anywhere else. I mean, this is the time, my brother and sister.
Thank
praise
you, Lord.
God. Oh, where was I on here? Hallelujah. Amen.
That was good.
Glory to God. Watch this. We'll be right back.
My name is Joel Housing, and I'm from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. My first connection with Kenneth Copeland Ministries actually was as a child, watching the Gospel Bill show, and Wichita Slim and Brother Kenneth Copeland was Wichita Slim. I remember dressing up as a kid, and in the cowboy I had the hat, the diaper, and the gun slings around my hips, and we'd be running around. We'd shoot one another, and then we'd pray for them to get saved, and then go from there. So that was our first step and introduction really into Kenneth Copeland Ministries as a boy. It was just a blessing to really be grown up in the household of faith and the word of faith, and hearing Kenneth Copeland from a young age. So all the way through my childhood years, listening to him through CD, going to hear him through live stream with my parents. We did a lot of different I guess, trips down to Texas to hear him. And I kind of got away from God a little bit when just after high school, and just started doing my own thing, started to find my own path and get along doing that own thing there. When I kind of stepped away from God and didn't step away from church, as my parents were pastors, so I had to be at church every Sunday, but I guess more of what it was more of my parents' thing in my mind. It was more of they were pastors, they were real busy with church things, and for me, I kind of just took on the attitude of, this is my parents' thing. This is more of what they do. Church was kind of their thing. Their ministry was what they did, and I just didn't see that it was for me. And as I was kind of getting away for a little bit, I got heavily involved in sports. I played a lot of soccer. I traveled a lot in North America with it. And all of a sudden, it was in 2005, our church was going to do a mission trip to Jamaica. And at that time, I wasn't serving the Lord. I wasn't following after him or going after him. And I just had in my heart, I need to go on this trip to Jamaica. And not knowing why, at the same time, my soccer career was canceled. If you missed any trainings, any camps, any games, that was kind of it for your opportunities to advance in it. And I just knew I had to go. So I followed that. I went to Jamaica. That's when I actually answered the call to ministry. I met my wife there at the same time. So in 2006, I had a opportunity to go with my dad. We went to a prayer conference in Surrey, BC, where Pastor George and Terry Pearsons were there for a prayer for Canada, an awakening for Canada. And they had a word for myself and for my dad, and that kind of got me off of the track that I was on to get back onto the track to flowing with God in ministry. And so that was, again, my connection back to Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Man, what a wonderful God that we have. Even though I wasn't pursuing him, he was still pursuing me. And regardless of how far, whatever I was trying to do in my own thing, he constantly kept reeling me back in and saying he had the perfect plan for my life. So that's when really Jeremiah 29:11 really hit my heart. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope that you always desired for. And now, 10 years later, looking back at it, I'm 28 years now, and I'm pastoring a church in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada, and absolutely have a most amazing best friend and wife. I got two wonderful boys, and God has just blessed us. It's been a really cool journey. Our heart really is for this nation, for the generation, not just the one that Jamie and I, my wife and I are in, but also for all, but really to reach people, to impact them for Jesus. Brother Copeland always talked about sowing into this ministry. You be part of the grace that's on him as well. And so just even seeing that actually come to life in my own personal life, being able to minister, I just expect that when I sow into KCM, that same grace that's on them is on me and for our church as well. And just seeing the financial blessing being partners as well has just blessed us with homes that nearly were impossible just to get within our own natural means, just favor surrounding us. So being a partner has been great for not only the ministry side of things, but also for the natural side of things as well. Stay connected to who you're supposed to be connected with. I know if it wasn't for the faithfulness of my parents to the ministries that they were part of, and they've been part of KCM for many years, I believe those seeds that were sown not only financially, but also going to those meetings, I mean, they impacted me as a child. Remember, the proverb says that if train up a child in the way they should go, and when they get older, they won't depart from it. Being brought up in this message, being brought up in the Word of Faith, I'm forever grateful for, as I know there's a lot of other people that haven't had the opportunity, the ability to hear this type of message. But man, I'm just blessed to be part of it. Know that it's changed my life. It's changed the way that I live my life. It's changed my family. And now being a dad of two children and my wife and I knowing this message, it's been a tremendous blessing, knowing who we are in Christ, knowing the authority that we have as believers and as we stand righteous before God, that we can command things to come into our life and see it and expect it because we have a good Father. I'm just forever grateful and blessed by the ministry of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, but also just hearing the message of faith.
Two things that I want to mention there that Joel talked about. One, yeah, but Brother Copeland, you see, he's a pastor's child. He is raised there. He's a good kid. Been a good kid all of his life, that could never work for me. What's that have to do with anything?
Really?
We're talking about Christmas here. We're talking about that's why Jesus came. This is for 100% of everybody that will accept him as Lord. I tell you, I baptized a serial killer in the county jail in San Antonio, Texas, and became a good friend of his. He was sentenced to death. And and I spent time with him, and he became a... I told him, I said, Stephen, you could become an absolute expert on prayer by just getting in the Word of God and studying it. And he did. And he won everybody on death row to Jesus. Now, let me tell you what happened to him. He turned down all of his appeals. He told me, he said, no, man. He said, that I ain't going to stay here. He said, I'm going to Jesus. My goodness, what do I want to stay here for? He said, I fouled my life up and all that. Well, see, he could have fought that, yeah, and stayed here for a while and stayed there in prison. But he said, no. And right before he was executed, I was the last person to visit with him. And I said, Stephen, let me know if grace, give me a signal if grace is sufficient. He said, okay. So there, it was by lethal injection, and that thing is hanging right up there above. They had him strapped to that gurney right up here, and it made a noise, a kind of clanging noise, clang, that's part of it. You know when that stuff has just been turned on. Hmm. And the warden gave him, who is also a Spirit-filled believer, he gave him an opportunity to testify before they executed him. He started preaching, and anyway, he's laying there like this, and he's got IVs here, and his hands are like this. I'm standing about far from here to that camera from him, a little fence thing there. And he's sitting here like this, and that thing popped, and he looked over there at me, and he grinned like that, and give me two thumbs up, more than enough. Glow, a serial killer. I mean, they know the man killed 22 women. Now, you don't have to be a preacher's boy to get in on these things. You understand? Jesus did this for you. Hallelujah. I get so excited.
It's exciting.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Another thing that really impressed me about what he said was, don't forget, when you're partners, expect the same anointing to work in your life that's working in Kenneth and Gloria's life. Because, and I mean, this is powerfully scriptural. You can find it in the book of Philippians and other places too, but the Apostle Paul specifically said that in the first chapter of the book of Philippians. Praise God.
Thank you, now, Lord. Hallelujah.
Dr. Peter Niemann. We need to hear from him, pediatrician, well-known author, speaker, life coach. Well, let him tell you.
So my name is Peter Niemann. I'm originally from South Africa, but I've lived here in Calgary now since 1983. I'm privileged and blessed to be a pediatrician. I love kids. Kids are wonderful. Four children of my own, and I've been a pediatrician since 1987. I attended a church here in Calgary called Victory Life Fellowship. Goes back to about 1988. And my wife is a born-again believer too. And she introduced me to the Copeland ministry. And then I ordered their magazine, which I still get today. I became a partner with them. And I've met some wonderful people through the ministry. One of the people I met is the guy from Vancouver, Adam, who's become a running buddy of mine. And I have a lot of respect for the ministry. I've been blessed, certainly. It's very, very important that we have priorities in life, and I cannot think of anything more important than a spiritual priority. To have a spiritual practice, to have a relationship with your Creator, to honor God, that's very important. But of course, some people, especially people in ministry, are so focused on that that they sometimes forget about the self-care. Our spirit will live forever, for sure, but our body is the vehicle that allows our spirit. It's we're taught in the Bible that our bodies are temples, temple for the Holy Spirit. And it's so true. Like, we need to take care of that. So I enjoy heading out of the door in the mornings and, you know, having conversations with God while I run. Sometimes it's meditation. Sometimes it's time for an iPod. And it would not be unusual for me to listen to Brother Copeland's teaching while I'm running, or some of his guests. And I'll never forget one night I was in a friend's house here locally in Calgary, and he said, have you ever thought of running a marathon for the children's hospital for charity because you are a pediatrician? I said, funny that you'd mention that. because I've done only two in my life. Maybe I'll start doing it again. And that was 92, and that was really the beginning of my marathon career. So I'll be doing my 100th marathon, and I will always acknowledge my source for being able to do this, which of course is God. And, I think Adam said it well, that he watched a movie where one of the athletes says, you know, when I run, I feel God's pleasure in me. And that is so true for me. I'm thankful I can do this. And to be able to do this at the age of 60 is also very, very much a reason to be grateful. But I think what it is, it's a metaphor for life, marathoning, in that there's a distance that is a distance you've got to cover 1 mile at a time. There are moments when you want to give up, and there are moments when you want to walk or quit. But we don't quit. We never quit. We press, as Paul said, we press toward the mark. We live in such an interesting world, I think, where it's easy to judge. It's easy to make decisions about people. But I usually pray one prayer, and that is that I would look at every human being the way Jesus would have looked at that person. You know, you can talk about different denominations, you can talk about different Christian ministries, but at the end of it all, I think the great commandment is the great commandment where we want to make sure we loved God and loved our neighbor, and also not to forget that we need to honor ourselves. And because if we don't, if we neglect our health, then we won't be able to serve for as long as we were meant to serve. I think my life mission is very, very simple, only that I'm here to be truly helpful, whatever it is that I do, whether I'm a doctor, a life coach, an author, husband, a parent, whatever. I'd like to believe that I was truly helpful. I think it's important for me to thank KCM for the role that they've played in the way I've been developed spiritually. It is a journey, and there are different chapters in our lives. And KCM continues to instill hope and strengthen faith. I always like it when Brother Copeland reminds us that in the book of Galatians, it says that faith worketh by love. And that it's not just about faith. It's not just about developing those faith muscles that we can do whatever with the help of God. We have to remind ourselves that faith works if we walk in love.
I heard Dr. Niemann say something. He didn't put it this way, but he said, he's talking about 1 mile at a time. And he said, we never quit. And it just popped up in my spirit. He doesn't run marathons. He runs 1 mile at a time. Whoa. Mm-hmm. He doesn't go out to run a marathon. He doesn't go out to run 26 miles. He doesn't go out to run 10 miles or whatever. It's a 10K run or a 10-mile run or 26 miles, whatever it is. No, he goes out to run 1 mile at a time.
That's good, isn't it?
Isn't that good? Yeah. I just heard the Spirit of God say that. He goes out to run 1 mile at a time. And that's the way. Hey, didn't Jesus say that? Forget tomorrow. It's got trouble enough of its own.
That's right.
Take care of today. 1 mile at a time. Amen. I have a good friend of mine. He's also a pilot, and he was talking to me one day, and we were fixing to go to the West Coast, and he said that's 1,000 miles, isn't it, Kenneth? I said, yeah, 1,100, something like that. He said, well, be sure and do them 1 mile at a time. You can't do it any other way.
Right.
You
That's
can have
right.
the fastest. You can go at the speed of light, but you're still going to do it 1 mile at a time. And you're going to do it 1 minute at a time. And if you're looking at that, you get into the Word, you get you a scripture, and you're going through your calendar and you're reading your scriptures every day and you're looking for that word, and then God's talking to you, and he goes off on the inside of you. Hey, that's it right there. That's when, get that scripture and put it in front of you, put it everywhere. It's come up in your heart and you build on it. Listen to it. One verse at a time, but always, every day.
That's good.
Always. Mm-hmm. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. That's, well, the Lord talking to me. I got, yeah, there's some things I'm going to have to go back and do 1 mile at a time. Amen.
You can do it.
Yeah, we can do this thing. Doc mentioned this. Faith works by love. But then you remember in Romans 4:16, it is by faith so that it might be by grace. So you could say grace works by faith. Faith works by love. Now, whether you feel it or not, just get out of that. Just set that aside. You're at this point, your feelings have nothing to do. It didn't say feelings are wrong, but you're not to be led by them. You can be emotional and love God and weep before Him and dance before Him and shout and jump around and roll on the floor or whatever you want to do, but don't you ever be led by anything other than the Word and the Spirit of the living God.
That's right.
Amen. And so you're going 1 mile at a time. You're doing it one verse at a time, but you got to keep going mile after mile, verse after verse, day after day, trip after trip. Just keep going. We never quit.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen. That's good.
Glory, and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.